Thanks for joining me on this episode of On the Jumbotron,
your VIP ticket that takes you behind the scenes into the world of game day entertainment. Get ready for interesting stories, creative tips, and laugh at the most unbelievable, I kid you not, moments from the experts who make it all happen. Today, we're chatting with Jed Castro, Senior Associate Athletic Director at Virginia Tech. He'll share some of Hokie Vision's funniest and most creative features, game day tips, and explain Virginia Tech's one-day vacation mantra. It's a great conversation, so sit back and enjoy this episode of On the Jumbotron.
Hello and welcome. I am Chris Bullard, and this is On the Jumbotron. Today's episode is like going to be so fun. One of my great friends is with me. His name is Jed Castro, the man, the myth, the legend, Jed Castro. And I'm going to let him introduce himself a little bit. We used to work together at Virginia Tech, and this guy has gone through so many changes at Virginia Tech, so many things have happened for him, to him, and everything like that, and it's just been awesome to see his progress and the things that he's done at Virginia Tech. So I'm going to bring him in right now, and here we go. Jed, are you there?
I am here.
Good to be with you. Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Trying to get through another day. You know how it is.
I understand that. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while, but good to be here. I got excited about the name of the podcast. You know, it's I don't know a lot of things, but most stuff that I do know is has to do with video boards and Jumbotron. So, you know, here I am.
First things first, video board or Jumbotron? What do you call it?
I say video board because here at Virginia Tech, Jumbotron is actually a proprietary name. It's Sony's. That's their product. So,
yep,
exactly. So we call it video board. Let's just leave it at that.
Gotcha. So how long you been at Virginia Tech? Let's go through that story right fast.
So I started working at Virginia Tech in 1999. So that's, you know, well before many of your listeners and or your viewers, but I took a little break in the early 2000s, moved to California for 3 years and came back. But so I've been here for a while. And we when I first started here, I was actually working in football coaches video, and we didn't have a video board. We got one in 2000. And that first year we didn't do our own production. And so we've moved from that, you know, not having a video department, having that all come out of football coaches video to where we are now.
Okay. And what do you do now? I mean, you, when I was there at Virginia Tech, I got there in 2013, left in, I think around 2018. And when I was hired, you had one role.
Yeah. Yeah.
A year and a half later, you had another role.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 years later, you had another role. And then by the time I left, you were the interim director.
Yeah. So my official title right now is Senior Associate Athletic Director for Broadcast and Productions. It's a mouthful, and that's why I stumbled over it.
We need to put that on the Jumbotron so people can actually read what that is, because that is a long title, my friend.
Except we actually need a bigger board to fit that all word on it. You can't, you know, you got to abbreviate some of it. But so basically, I oversee our in-venue productions and our ACC network productions. And when I say oversee it, really, when people ask me what I do, I tell them I go to meetings and I send emails. Because we have a pretty good big staff, and they do great work, and they do all of the actual work for our productions. And I'm just here to try to help them. Help their jobs be a little bit easier if I can.
Video boards, Jumbotrons have gone through so many changes over the years. I remember seeing one on a picture, and the video board was like so small at Virginia Tech.
Yep.
By the time I left, it was pretty much taking up the whole south end zone.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous how video boards, Jumbotrons, whatever you want to call them, have impacted game day. Let's talk about that. From where you started of just putting up the score to what it is now. I mean, when fans come to the game now, it's part of it's almost like it's part of the team.
Absolutely. You know, a few years ago, our department here that was in charge of the Jumbotron, the video board, was called Big Screens because, you know, it was the big screen in every arena, not just football. And we changed our department name a few years ago to In-Venue Experience because it is that. The boards are so much part of the game day experience for fans, whether it's I want to get another look at that play. I need instant replay. I'm in a bad seat and I can only see what's happening if I watch it live. My kid wants to get on the video board, or we're giving away free bacon if I dance. Our mission at Virginia Tech is to create memorable experiences. And when they come to a football game or a basketball game, we call it a one-day vacation. From the moment they leave their house to the moment they get back, we want them to come back and say, man, what a great day. And then they go to school or to church or to work the next day and they say, check out what I did. Or even what we talk about is, hey, you remember that game back in 18 where we went to Virginia Tech and we did this and this and this and this. And so that's what, you know, to your point, the video board is part of that experience. And you can look back, you know, like I said, when I started here, there wasn't a video board. It was just a scoreboard. And then you put one up and really people look at that. Honestly, they're not used to it at first. They care about it for instant replay. You're not getting replays up there fast enough. And then it's how come we don't have scores from other games? And now I think, a few years ago, when I was traveling with football, we went to Notre Dame before they had built a video board. And after every play, my head would go straight up to the corner of the end zone where there was no video board. But I just instantly went back there going, well, that was definitely a first down, or there's no way he caught that. Or how did that happen? What did the guy not miss a block, or what was the deal there? So and I think one of my favorite things about how video boards have changed the game is I remember a few years ago when there was a guy who had a breakaway kickoff return. I think it was in the NFL. And you could tell he was looking at the video board as he was running down the field to see if someone was going to chase him down from behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can see guys do that now. I think it's either it's possibly to see if there's somebody close to him, or maybe it's just to see right. them see themselves, maybe start the celebration a little bit early if they can.
And that's wild. I mean, I remember going to Notre Dame and looking up and that it not being a video board.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do they function? How does the team, how does the coach, function without a video board? How do you entertain a crowd that size without a video board? I think they have one now, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they put a really nice one in. It's funny that, there was part of me that was thinking, like, how do they have a game atmosphere without it? One of my thoughts was also, man, how easy must their job be?
Because they don't have one.
Exactly.
Now, Virginia Tech, I know there's one at football, basketball. Is there one at soccer now?
Yeah. Yeah, there's one at soccer, baseball, softball. So our soccer stadium is also home to lacrosse. Our basketball arena is also home to volleyball and wrestling. And there is a board at swimming as well. But that is not, we don't put live video up at the swim, the aquatic center. It's mostly for stats and an intro video, which, I know is something you want to get into. But
so with all those boards and, before we started recording, we were just chatting saying, fans just come to the game and, just watch.
Right.
But they have no idea the amount of planning. Go into that right fast.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like I was saying, our job is to entertain them. So certainly they don't know what goes into it, and they shouldn't, because they should come to a game and just enjoy themselves. But for every sport you have, multiple boards or single boards, you have different sizes for each venue, and what you can do with each venue as well. Like, baseball's board is more tall and skinny, because you've got lineups that are coming up that you want to list them out there. But softball just got a new board that's, you know, and you got things like aspect ratio and, you know, is it, you know, tall and thin? Is it wide? What else can you put up there? But, you know, a lot of things we have to think about is graphics, starting lineups, instant replays, hype videos, intro videos, stats, out of town scores. What are you going to do when, if there's an injury on the field? What happens if we, you know, part of what we deal with is what's the image on the screen, but also we're working with our marketing teams to figure out what's the mood of the stadium. What is the energy in the stadium? Did we just give up a punt return or a block kick? How are we going to get the crowd back into it? So yeah, there's all kinds of things. And you've got content day shoots that are planned months in advance. A lot of times you get one day with the team and it's a long season. I know in the pros, they get multiple content days. They do one because the basketball NBA season is very long. Mm-hmm. So if you're shooting a video and you ask a guy about some TikTok trend on you know, July 31st, well, by December 1st, that's not a TikTok trend anymore. And you don't want to play that video. So that I think is an advantage that you have in the pros, and that you have more access to the team. So in college, you got to be good about planning ahead and thinking about how many games you have and what you want to play and, you know, in what scenario you're going to use what certain video. And, you know, it's hard when you have people that put a lot of time into doing a certain video and then, you know, it's a defensive video. We end up scoring 3 touchdowns on offense and 2 on special teams. And now you don't want to play that video because it looks like you're rubbing it in the face of the other team because you're up 4 touchdowns. So, you know, it's a lot, and it's very intricate, and it takes a lot of work by a lot of different people.
I remember making a video, spending all week making it, and it didn't even air.
I don't think I've ever felt anything like it, feeling everyone in the stadium just jumping in unison and having that atmosphere and that unity between everyone.
You can hear it from our house. If you're not at the game, the house will shake. And you can hear it pretty much anywhere in Blacksburg, so, I mean, it's awesome. It's definitely my favorite part.
Everyone's involved and everyone loves it and is screaming out the lyrics. It's the best feeling. It's so much fun to have that experience and have that atmosphere at a football game. There's nothing like it.
You know, it's a lot. It's very intricate, and it takes a lot of work by a lot of different people.
That's why I wanted to do this podcast, to educate fans, inspire those in the business that do this time in and day out, month after month. I remember making a video and spending all week making it, and it didn't even air.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was upset, but I mean, mood in the stadium at the time did not call for that.
Yep.
So, I mean, how do you handle your crowd and your people when something like that happens?
Well, what we try to do is plan for things to be able to be used more than once or maybe in different scenarios. So, like, we had an editor who made a great video this past week for our quarterback. And it was, you know, a quarterback hype video. It was a phenomenal video. But we start out the first half, and, you know, we throw a few incompletions. The offense is kind of stagnant early on. You can't really put that video out there because the fans, that's not really what they want to see. He picks it up in the second half, but now we also have something else to go to. The good thing is, you know, it's a long season. We expect a lot of great things out of our players. And so we'll have ample opportunity to play that in the future. But the big thing is understanding that, like, ultimately, what's the goal? The goal is to entertain the fans, to get the atmosphere as good as it can be, and to give people a memorable experience. And so sometimes, as much as you can try to plan to make your videos versatile, you don't always get the chance to do that. We had a situation a few years ago where we actually contracted a shoot with a former player that lived outside of the area. We spent a decent amount of money to have a freelancer shoot a video with him. We put it together, but it was so specific to the team we were playing, the night we were playing them, wow, and the situation. And after probably the first quarter, we knew we weren't going to be able to get to it. And it was kind of like, I mean, it's tough for the person, you know, writing the check. It's tough for the editor that spent hours working on it. Right. And then you got to go back to that former player and say, hey, your video didn't get played.
And they were they at the stadium?
Yeah, they came out of town. It wasn't great.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, but that happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That happens. And, you know, it's almost like you don't know what's going to happen on the field. The players don't, the coaches don't, they don't know what's going to happen. Everybody plans, everybody has an expectation, but you don't know what the game is going to be. So you have to have all these other things in the bucket for just in case.
Yep.
So I know that you all are really, really good with fan engagement. What has been the best fan engagement video that you guys have done at Virginia Tech?
Well, I will say that it probably the thing that is the most impactful that comes to mind right off the bat. And it's kind of cool because it crosses over multiple departments, is the Dance for Bacon. We have a sponsor that sponsors their prize is free bacon for a year. And there's a spot in every game where it's a dance off, and the fans are into it because they want to get bacon. The fans that aren't necessarily bold enough to dance can still watch somebody dance. Right. The sponsors are happy because they're getting their name out there. And then, our crew's happy because that's part of the fun of working the live environment. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, trying to find the people that are dancing, but also seeing the people that get excited. And a few years ago, we ran it. It was a football only promotion for a few years. They moved it over to basketball. We were playing North Carolina a few years ago. It was a tight game. We weren't playing well down the stretch. We were probably down by 4 or 5 points, I believe. And the deal there is if you miss two shots in a row, everybody gets bacon. And right. So after the
I remember that promotion.
Yeah. So after the Carolina guy missed the first one, the whole crowd was, I mean, it was so loud in there. He missed the second one. The place goes crazy. There's so much energy now in the arena. Our team goes on a run. We end up winning the thing in overtime. and that's like, that one's not necessarily video board specific, but we do have graphics to go along with it. You know, the guy missed the first one. We put bacon all around the player. We try to zoom in on him, you know, and it's one of those things that's cool because the fans are into it. The sponsors are into it. Marketing is happy when it's executed well. It's fun for our crew. And, you know, everybody goes home with a free pound of bacon, you know, which maybe only in America.
Only in America where you're that excited about bacon. How are you all using the video board Jumbotron with AI? Are y'all doing anything with AI now?
So we haven't done a ton of AI, although there is, I think the thing about AI that you see is how it can be used to take care of smaller things to free you up to work on more complicated things. There are a lot of companies that are offering augmented reality, which you've seen on the Super Bowl and things like that. And we do have a lot of that. There's a company we use now that will do 3D animations, so we can put a Hokey Bird head over somebody's face, or you can get a Star Wars package, or even like it's a lot of fun for Halloween and things like that. And so you've got 3D filters, and then you can also put your own 2D filters in there as well. We do a variation of the kiss cam, which everyone's seen the kiss cam where, you know, you want to get people to kiss each other, but, kiss the rock and roll band, when they play You Shook Me All Night Long. We put that Kiss cam over it, and we put
nice
the Gene Simmons faces on people like that. So that type of stuff is pretty fun, you know. And I think in our space, what's cool about it is we have 12 undergrads that work with us, and up to 40, 50, 60 production assistants. And when we get them
here,
they get to innovate, and they get to brainstorm, and they get to say what would be fun. And when they can create a fan cam and then see it executed, you know, one of the things we started a couple of years ago is called the reverse eating cam. They love looking for people eating so that they can put them on the board and have them run it backwards through.
So cool.
Yeah, it's super gross. And a lot of times you can hear the groans in the stadium when people are watching it. But
at that moment, man, you have Lane is what, 66,000? I mean, you have those many eyes on your product.
Absolutely.
And that is what is, I don't know, that's what drove me to make content. And I enjoy that. You do the roaming camera like I used to do, and going around the stadium, shooting the fans. I mean, I hear all the time, "Hey, cameraman, put me up there. Hey, cameraman." I mean, the fans live for that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I was going to say is, if you ask me, the best job that we have here is wireless camera. I know you've done it. There's so much energy. You're in the stands with the fans. But the greatest thing, in my opinion, specifically when you're talking about in-venue experience and the video boards in the arenas, is it's an instant gratification. Like, you can see the result of your work instantly. It's mm-hmm. not like you have to, you know, write a book and wait for it to be published and wait for people to read it. And then someone to, you know, or even like a video that you're putting out on social media, is it going to get likes or is it going to get retweets? In that moment, you know, people will respond to seeing themselves on the board, and you can feel that instant gratification of like, what the work that I did today at this moment made that person's day.
Yeah.
And you know, they're probably going to go talk about it tomorrow to their friends.
And that's the thing. And I mean, there's hashtags, video board, hashtags, Jumbotron. And the thing I love about looking at those videos, everybody's smiling.
Yeah.
Everybody is happy.
Absolutely.
And there's not too many jobs where you can put a video camera in somebody's face and they would instantly light up. And that's what I enjoy most about game day production and you know, being a camera operator and different things like that. It's just that, like you just said, the instant gratification. You see the phones go up, they're trying to record themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to send it out to all their friends. They're getting that 5, 10, 15 seconds of fame. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And I will say, like, you know, I've gone to other games, baseball, basketball, football, like as a fan. And even though I, you know, I do this for a living, if I see that camera guy, I'm kind of like, you know, we went to a conference, actually a conference of people that do video board work, and got to go to a baseball game this year. And one of our staff members got on the board, and it was like, you know, we're all just like, we're fans as well, you know, so you get to experience what those fans get to experience.
That's awesome. So where do you see video board production, you know, 5-10 years from now? You'll probably be retired by then, but where do you see it going?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a hard question in that, like, when I started here, there's no way that I expected to see what it is now. But I mean, technology so much now, you know, with augmented reality, you know, artificial intelligence, all that stuff, like animations, that, you know, even the productions that go on, the videos that are created for the video board, there's so much more cinematic now. You know, it's like filmmaking and storytelling. And I think what's great is if you think of those boards as a huge canvas that, you know, that at one time, depending on your stadium, 100,000 people can see your work, you know, not like in a gallery where it's like three people at a time. You know, it's 100,000 people looking at your work. So to answer your question, who knows? I mean, it's like the artists and the creatives that are doing the work will determine, you know, where we can go with it. And I think that's really exciting.
What is the best video board show you've ever seen?
Maddie, on your cue to count us down.
Gotcha. Ready, locker room? Take locker room. We're standing by for tunnel walk.
You can run on for a long time.
Set six. Dissolve six. Clear LEDs. Clear GIP.
For a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Ready, six. Take six. Good shot, John. Ready, five. Take five. Stand by stadium, y'all. Ready, five. Take five. Stadium, y'all.
And let's go.
Stand by Sandman.
Enter Sandman in five, four, three, two, one.
Go, Sandman.
You hear me? Maddie.
Hey.
It is great to be
here. It's great to be here with you too.
Buddy, let's have a good one.
In case you missed it, it's an OTJ replay.
Brought to you by Fun 360 Cam.
Ultimately, what's the goal? The goal is to entertain the fans, get the atmosphere as good as it can be, give people a memorable experience. If you ask me, the best job is wireless camera. I know you've done it. There's so much energy. You're in the stands with the fans. The greatest thing, in my opinion, when you're talking about in-venue experience and the video boards, it's an instant gratification. You can see the result of your work instantly. In that moment, people will respond to seeing themselves on the board. And you can feel that instant gravitation of the work that I did today at this moment made that person's day. And yeah. You know, they're probably gonna go talk about it tomorrow to their friends. Our mission at Virginia Tech is to create memorable experiences. And when they come to a football game or a basketball game, we call it a one-day vacation. From the moment they leave their house to the moment they get back, we want them to come back and say, man, what a great day. And then they go to school or to church or to work the next day, and they say, check out what I did.
In case you missed it.
Brought to you by Fun 360 Cam. Smile, spin, share.
What is the best video board show you've ever seen?
I went to Dallas this year, for this past year. My wife and I like to take a trip once a year, a football trip where we go to see a high school game on Friday, a college game on Saturday, and a pro game on Sunday. That show at Dallas was mind-blowing just because of the sheer space of that board. The fact that it's a center hung at a football stadium. They have two separate feeds. So if you're watching it from one side and the players are moving left to right, the board you look at, they're moving left to right. But on the flip side, it goes the other direction. I know a regular fan doesn't know what the heck I'm talking about, but like, if you went there, you'd be like, what they have to do to do that. So,
yeah.
You know, the show itself, I'm not necessarily sure that the show itself was that mind-blowing, but the experience, though, was the one that's the thing that sticks out in my mind. Also, I know in Atlanta, the Halo board that they have at Mercedes-Benz is really spectacular. Mm-hmm. The college space, obviously, you know, without talking about Virginia Tech, which of course is the greatest experience of all time.
Hey, it is. Go Hokies.
Auburn, they do a really great show. You know, they've got a lot of talented people there that work there. And all the ones that are really good, though, they focus on the little details, and I think that's what makes it.
What is your favorite in-game feature?
I'm assuming that you're excluding Enter Sandman.
Yes, that's a given.
The one I like a lot is, well, I'll give you two. One I've already mentioned. We do a pressure lock, which I think is cool because it's all random. You have no idea if the contestant's going to win or lose. And they can get to the end and have a lot of great prizes, then lose it all at the end. So I think that is one of my favorites that we do. Plus, it was something that was unique to us for a little while. And then the reverse eating cam, because I think it's really gross. And I think I like it because everybody, especially working in college, everybody in the control room gets really excited about doing it and like finding people. And when you go back after that feature is done, you go back and you find the people that just saw themselves doing that. Usually they're good sports about it. It's fun to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, our time is winding down here, man. I really appreciate your insight, the creativity that you guys have at Virginia Tech is unmatched. The dedication that you have for your job. One last question. If you were not doing video production, what do you think you would be doing?
Great question. You know, what I always thought that I wanted to do at the very beginning was do play-by-play.
I can hear that.
Play. But then I realized that that's a lot of work. And so then I came to this job, which was also a lot of work. You know, maybe no one should ever take career advice from me.
I guess.
I don't know what I would be doing, but I would hope it would be, I was talking to a good friend of mine who lives in Las Vegas, and she's like, I just want to work with good people. And I think that's probably been the thing that I have enjoyed the most in this job is, you know, being able to meet and work with good people, be inspired by them, and be, you know, have fun working with people, yourself included. You know, I think that we're very proud of the atmosphere and the track record that we have here, and how much we've grown, but we owe that to people like you who have, you know, come here and worked hard and invested in our program and in our students. And, you know, taking pride in the work that we do. And I think that that's probably what I'd be doing.
And you guys have students all over.
We have in our last show this past weekend, which was only a single broadcast. We weren't doing the network show. I think we had 30 people crewed. Of that, 8 of them were staff and 2 of them were.
That's amazing.
Freelancers. So students in every other spot.
That's amazing. Jed, again, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. Like I was saying before, your insight is incredible. How can people get in contact with you?
Well, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's just at Hokie Vision. You know, we always take more followers and more likes. And, you know, we're in Blacksburg. Come down and see us. Season tickets. Or tickets for basketball are still open. So, and we've already talked about how many different places you can see our work on the video board. So come to Blacksburg and, you know, Get yourself a turkey leg and enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
And you would definitely be on the reverse cam of eating that.
So. Yes, so. Absolutely. Yeah. When you're eating that turkey leg, make sure you're looking out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, this was an awesome episode of On the Jumbotron. We thank you for being here. Hit the like button, subscribe, tell a friend, and let them know about what we're doing here, about the creativity that we're doing, about the insights that we're giving. And we'll see you next time. Have a great one. Thank you again, Jed.
Go Hokies.
Go Hokies.